here's a story from The World.
Paulo Prudencio was just a kid growing up in the West African country of Benin when his music-loving mom played him this song at their home. I'm an Englishman in New York. Fast forward to today, Paulo has taken the stage name Shirazi. He's living in the Bronx. Inspired by Sting's 1988 hit, Shirazi began composing in his head African in New York, with the blessing of Sting. I'm an African in New York. You didn't see I'm from my pride and energy. When I did walk out down the street, you can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an African in New York. Shirazi said Sting's reaction to his version was exactly what he was hoping for.
Well, man, he loves it. He said it made him smile in the time where he felt like that's what we need. He felt like, you know, it was a special version. And it's just very mind-boggling to me to go from, you know, discovering it, you know, as a kid and now being able to even, you know, be in a conversation of just exchanging with him about it. It's just incredible. And I'm glad people are actually reacting the same, actually, to the record. So it's pretty cool if you ask me.
The opening line, Shirazi, to your version, African in New York, goes, every day I wake up, here's a win, because I got here on a dream. I still hear my mother praying every day. I'm an African in New York. Is that, in fact, your own story? What brought you to New York?
Exactly that. It's like the dream. The dream is what I feel like brought me to New York, because being talented is one thing, but being able to compete on a high level is another with the music. And I thought if I was able to do it here, you know, I know it sounds cliche, but there's something very real about that. And so, it was a dream. The dream brought me to New York. And when I say every day I wake up here is a win, it's real because I know where I'm from, right? And I know that if I was in Benin right now, chances of me being able to make the same record and be heard on this level and cutting through to Sting would not be that easy, right? So I just really understand what it means to be here and be able to do this for a living.
Well, as you point out, I mean, for some immigrants, those dreams have not been realized. You must have seen some of those challenges in New York. In your song, you romanticize New York City a little bit, but is there still struggle and disparity in it?
Oh, for sure. I feel like there's still struggle and disparity in anything, in anywhere you are in the world. I think there's still going to be some struggle, you know, but it's about how you take that struggle and turn it into something positive. And when you hear me, when you hear that voice, when you hear everything I've been through, it's just interesting to be, you know, to go from homeless, right, in the same city, and to be talking about recording a song like African in New York and being in a conversation with a legend and him telling you, man, your version is amazing. And so it's just about you, the way you see things and the way you turn that struggle into something.
Were you homeless at one point?
Yes, I was. I was. It took people like my landlady, who is still my landlady to this day, by the way. She saw something in me and she said, you know, you're like my son. I cannot leave you out there in the cold. So back to your struggle and adversity question. It's like, you know, she has six kids and she's married. And to give some kid from Benin a place to stay for 8 months, I mean, you can imagine what it does to her because she needs the money as well. And so for her to see something in me enough to go, you know what, I'm going to just trust the process and see where this kid goes. I mean, it's just incredible. That's just a New York story right there.
That is a beautiful New York story. Beninois musician Shirazi speaking with us from the Bronx. He's the man behind African in New York, a different take on the song by Sting. Shirazi, thank you very much.
You're most welcome, sir.
And check out Shirazi's very cool video for African in New York, which could only be shot on location in the Bronx. You can see that at theworld.org. We're gonna make it through the rain, 'cause
African in New York. Oh, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an African.